The Trans-Pacific Partnership would essentially create a free trade agreement among the U.S., Canada, and 10 Asian Pacific countries. Its negotiations are further along than a similar deal between the U.S. and the EU. These trade agreements would basically eliminate trade barriers, create sanitary guidelines, and cut tariffs. Viroqua farmer and organic farm inspector Matt Urch is in Washington this week meeting with lawmakers about his many concerns over the deals. He says he's worried that local farmers could lose government contracts and local food could be overshadowed in the marketplace.
Southwest Wisconsin's become a real hotbed for CSAs and for programs like in Viroqua with a fifth season cooperative where they're providing food to institutions through local farmers, and it would just be a shame to see all those hard-fought victories negated by some multinational corporation.
UW-Madison political science professor John Peavyhouse says negotiators are likely working out local food issues, but it's hard to say since the deals are crafted privately. He says the agreements could open up more markets for Wisconsin farmers, but they could eventually be impacted by a surge in imports. As for consumers, Peavyhouse says food prices should come down, but at an expense.
And this is the classic political problem with trade. When you sign free trade agreements, people lose jobs. Like, that's a well-known fact. Yes, this leads potentially to immediate job losses because of competition. The flip side is the price of goods comes down.
Peavyhouse says the trade agreements could make it easier for Wisconsin businesses to expand overseas, especially in Europe. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.